Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Welcome back here to the Treasure Chest Casino for our Thursday edition of Sports Talk. And Georgia not going down and dying just yet. They have put another touchdown on the board. It is now 20-9, pending an extra point here, waiting on that from the Bulldogs. Notre Dame still on top in this matchup. Before we go further, talking some Pelicans, Mike, I know you got some big LSU recruiting news that just came out.
Yeah, Gunnar Stockton hit that pass to Cash Jones. Boy, somebody blew the coverage at linebacker. Cash came out of there clean, and Gunnar spotted him. So looks as though it'll be a 20-10 game for Notre Dame over Georgia in the third quarter. But LSU has landed. Now, again, this ain't worth the piece of paper it's written on, but they landed the eighth best defensive lineman in the country. And Jerelyn McCoy, who's a 6 foot, 6 and a half, 245 pound defensive end from Mississippi. Man, he had a bunch of teams after him. USC, Tennessee, Miami of Florida.
Wait. How big did you say this gentleman is?
He's 6 foot, 6 and a half, 245. Ooh, no, he came to our Louisiana line camp right before his sophomore year. Now, he wasn't weighing no 245. I know that. he was more like that second number was a one. It was somewhere in there. But he, almost every time he walked, he looked like he was riding a small horse. I mean, he sort of towered over everybody there. So LSU gets a big commitment for 2026. Now, here's the hard part, keeping him committed to LSU. So they did get Jerelyn McCoy from Mississippi, and looks as though USC had the money bag out at that time, too, to try to grab him just like they did Stewart from New Orleans.
Mike, now on the line with us, Chris Dotson, who covers the NBA for Clutch Points. Always a joy to talk to you, Chris. Happy New Year. How you been, man?
Hey, man, doing about as well as we can. Happy New Year to y'all and everybody listening. Appreciate you having me on.
When you look at this Pelicans team right now, obviously, Chris, there's a ton of trade rumors that have been swirling around, whether it's Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, or heck, everybody pretty much on the roster has been up for grabs, it seems, in the trade winds. But what have you been hearing the latest going forward with this team and the trade deadline? I know we're basically a month away now.
Yeah, been hearing a lot of things from a lot of different places. I think the biggest takeaway, though, is you would probably see Brandon Ingram moved before Zion Williamson. A big part of that is just, one, Zion's contract. They only have 20% guaranteed now. If he plays 51 games, it's 80%. It's going to count for more or less different in the summer. But they're really making a priority to get Brandon Ingram to a new home, or with this new management, maybe getting to a short-term deal in New Orleans. But I think that would be the more unlikely of the two options.
Chris, no, I get asked about it a lot, so I'm going to ask you, when we expect him, Zion Williamson, to get back on the court for real? I mean, none of this play stuff on, you know, just taking a few shots, but actually get it on the court in a real game.
Yeah, until you hear the team say he's playing 5-on-5 at practice, we won't see him in a 5-on-5 game. They've been so careful with him all over these years. I don't think you'll see him jump and skip a step now. Just to get back on the court and build up his value, you know, the trade value before the trade deadline, or trying to hit the 51 games. But I do think we will see him back more towards the front end of January than the back end of January.
When you look at it, I was telling Steve, me and Bobby and I were having this conversation with the Wizards up next. You know, back-to-back games. Bob was like, Mike, come on, they can't lose both these games. I was saying, listen, I ain't real sure about that. He said, at least they got a split. But, man, you're talking about the two sort of bottom-of-the-barrel teams right now, record-wise, in the NBA. Now, so the Wizards, they got a win the other night. But good gracious. When I think about Saints and LSU and Tulane and everything we've covered in 2025, how this has kind of just come apart for the Pelicans is the biggest surprise. Because I think for a lot of people, including myself, I didn't think the Saints would have a winning record. I thought LSU would be kind of in the zip code that they were. Tulane, John's done a great job there. But I didn't think it would be this bad. Now, injuries certainly got plays a part in it. But, Chris, I think you'd agree. It's more than injuries, too. This team really doesn't have an identity at all out on the court.
Yeah, they definitely don't have an identity. The source told me back when the Pels played in Memphis, and that's the two teams I'm covering back and forth up I-55, that the Birmingham squadron run the offense better than the Pelicans, and they run the same offense. And you were mentioning all the other teams. The great thing about this city, yeah, we expect a lot from our sport teams, but we're not going into every year thinking championship. We just want to see you represent us well, be competitive, give us some playoff games, and, hey, if there's a little bit of hope of a title in there, that never hurts. But this Pelicans team does lack an identity. They lack, obviously, the wins, and this is going to be tough for the locker room to hear, but they still think they can get to the 10th seed. You know, some of these guys really believe they can go on a run. If everybody gets healthy, they'll talk that up. But having Washington, like you guys are just mentioning, back-to-back, if they even split those, you've got to have some conversations, you know, as players. Because even though Washington has been playing great and they just got a win, they also had a 20-point loss on their record last week. You've got to come out, and if you think you have more talent than Washington and you think you've got a chance as a player and that locker room really believes it, you got to go into Washington. You got to get wins. You got to win at home. You got to start reeling some things off, or, again, those players are going to have a conversation like the fans are having about the tank job, the trade, and who's going to wind up where, because we need a reset here in New Orleans for a team that does have an identity that will represent this city.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, looking at this Wizards team coming to the Smoothie King Center, I know they just have one road win on the season like the Pels this season, but do we have to worry about, Chris, at all, a Jonas Valanciunas revenge game tomorrow?
Well, you've got to worry about his revenge game just because of the way – I mean, they let him start. He played 3 minutes, and then they sat him the rest of the game. There's – every fan in the Smoothie King Center and watching at home will realize that JV has every reason to feel slighted by this organization because of the way things played out last year. The way they used him, the way they just kind of, okay, he's there, but not really going to be here. We'll let him start, but never use look at him again. If him and Kyle Kuzma get going early, JV might have another one of those 20 and 20 type of nights that we all know can still happen. And I would hate to see it happen to the Pelicans, but I would understand it and have a little bit of joy for JV in my heart. So I'll leave it at that.
When you look at the Pels, they could be getting back a little extra to the lineup in this game tomorrow night. It was announced Jose Alvarado at practice saying he's going to be suiting up. So at least there's another body coming back for this team.
There's another body coming back for this team, and it's the exact right body considering the situation and the tragedy the city just faced. I know the team put out a statement, but this is a wonderful opportunity for them to make some tickets, $14. For the victims, all that money should go to proceeds to help some families. And Jose should be able to get out there and put a spark in the Smoothie King Center that should be more full than usual, just because I think a lot of us want to go do something besides think about the tragedies that have been hitting the city between buildings collapsing and Bourbon Street. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge for this city. And I hope everybody shows up with the right intentions at heart.
Chris, I was going to ask you about that because that building collapse, that's not too far from your place, right?
No, it's two doors down from me. I was 30 seconds away, about to walk that way. We bapped it. It was 42 steps from my front porch to the first brick. And sadly, I didn't have my car in the right spot. I was hoping that thing would get paid off, but we was in the parking lot across the street. I do feel bad for Ms. Lily, though. I know that they're doing some stuff for her, and she lost her car. But, yeah, the building is literally right next door. That burned-out building is my backyard.
No, I'm glad you well with everything. Yves Messe, he was named the NBA's Western Conference Rookie of the Month, and I think of all the surprises, it's how well he's played this year. With everything that has been negative with this team, and certainly Brandon Brown, with picking him up, I think, too, was a really nice addition. But, man, you can see this young man got some talent. Now, you know, it's going to be a little while before he can piece everything together. But you see the long-term talent skill set that you have in Messi.
Yeah, hey, we were just talking about building collapse. So we can go out there and grab some bricks, right? He's missed his name on it. He's a building block for the future. You can tell his identity. You know what you're getting from him every night. He played through a shoulder injury. He's been out there with a busted lip. He's doing things on the court that I did not expect to see him doing until his third season. And I know he's really ahead of schedule with the team as well. Because, I mean, he's doing stuff off the dribble, off the bounce. He's taking shots that, I mean, fans are happy to see him take, and I never thought that would be the case. And it's just been amazing to watch his growth. But the way he's picked up the game, he's a very smart individual. You get around him just for like 5 minutes, and you can tell, I mean, he knows three different languages. Basketball is not that complicated of a sport. You put the ball in a hoop, you set the screen, you get up a lot of effort on defense. And he's doing all those things, and they're letting him grow his game. And, yeah, you're right. It's one of the better blessings of this season to see is his development.
With everything that's gone on with the Pelicans, the Saints season is coming to a close on Sunday. So, you know, NBA basketball will be full, you know, center stage for fans here right now. What can this team do? Obviously, I think that you look at the standings and getting back even into play-in contention isn't even a thought for anybody at this moment. But what can the Pelicans do to regain some fan interest as we have the NFL season for the black and gold wrapping up, and they're going to be basically the only ticket in town?
Yeah, to touch on it, nobody believes it. The fans want to see the tank, but again, this locker room and some of these people still believe a 10th seed for that play-in tournament is possible. And I was talking with some folks, and they say all they have to do right now is go 500 before the Mardi Gras break. Get through January, you know, with a 500 record, and see what you have in a winning situation. Let's get the morale up a little bit. And if you can do that, then you get Mardi Gras through the city, you get a few more wins, and who knows? With Luka going down, with Golden State losing, what, 9 of the last 11, there's going to be a few of these teams that fall back to earth. Sacramento's falling down already. You never know if this team gets on a run what might happen under Willie Green. And maybe some of us would hate to see it because we want to chase Cooper Flagg, but they're competitors in that locker room. They're competitors in the front office. They know what the season is, where it's going, and how most people think it should go. But they're going to keep fighting for that next paycheck and for the next win, at least for the next month. If they lose too much, then you'll see some sell-off. But that's what I want to see. Just go 500 through the next month.
Chris, if folks go to Clutch Points right now, what can they find out there? What do you have posted going on?
Well, I just did a big thing with Jaren Jackson Jr. and the All-Star. That's for Memphis folks. It might have been tuning in. I had a few of them on Twitter asking me about some trades between the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. But I'm going to be doing a few things on Brandon Boston and how he's really deserved the contract. And some little trade opportunities, some things I've been hearing. Things like with Marcus Smart coming in for Brandon Ingram. I don't think the team wants to keep Marcus Smart. He's a 6'3 guard. He's 30 years old. And finding a third team is going to be complex in those sorts of situations. But I'm going to drop some stuff like that over the next couple of days.
Always appreciate your time, Chris. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Chris Dotson, who covers the NBA for Clutch Points. You can check out all his work there.